Shalom and good morning. We continue to understand the journey of the Israelites as an example to those that were disqualified. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, from verses 1 all the way to 12 to 13, Paul gave an example of the Israelites as a case study. A community that was disqualified for the journey because of idolatry, because of the worship of idols, because they left God in their minds, they left God in their practices, they did not take time to honor God, and they started to lift themselves up. And they lifted an idol. They lifted the worship of a competitor of God, which is an idol. And so today, we want to ask ourselves, is an idol real? Are the food sacrificed to an idol real? Is sacrificing, is idolatry real? This is some of the questions that Paul is asking. How do you participate in an idol worship? And how do you participate in the feast of the Lord or the table of the Lord and the tables of demons? This is very critical. At one time, it would be good to realize that there are people in Corinth who said demons, they're not demons. No, there are no idols, no idols. And they believe that idols are not there because there is only one God and one Lord. That's very true. And they are true. And we will be able to realize that you might not believe in idol, that there are no idols, but is idolatry real? These are two things that we want to differentiate here. One, at one time, God would ask the Israelites, are idols real? And God, at one time, I think through Jeremiah, would say, people shape a tree, they cut a tree, and they shape it in form of a man, or in form of a bird, or in form of anything. They put hands to that idol, they put eyes to that idol, they put hands. But God challenged them and said, you have idols, they have eyes, but they do not see. So are they real? They have got feet, but they do not walk. Then are they real? They have hands, but then do not act. Are they real? So idols are formed by men, are shaped by men, but they are not real per se. In other words, they cannot act, they cannot do anything, but the worship of those idols is very real. I think it would be good for us to differentiate between that. In as much as we say there is no idols, that idol, that food sacrificed to idols are nothing, but the act of participating in idol worship is very little. That's why we need to ask ourselves then, how do you participate in idol worship? This is what the church at Corinth was being told by Paul, that yes, you one might have strong conscience, believe there's no idol, and believe that food sacrificed to idol is nothing, which is very true. However, when a person with weak conscience see you participate in feasts and festivals that are marked by idol worshiping, that person with weak conscience would think that that is true, and they may find themselves going back because that's where they came from. So Paul, in 1 Corinthians 10 and verses 14, 22, only a few verses, he says this, therefore, my dear Friends, free from idolatry. Idolatry is a worship of idols. And I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourself what I say. So he says, I know you can be able to judge for yourself. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation of the blood of Jesus? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Jesus? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body. We all share in one loaf. Now, Paul start by letting them know how to participate in the Lord's table here. And he said, this is the way you participate in the Lord's table. All these are typology, because also the worship of demons and the worship of idols is also done in images. So he's saying that you judge for yourself. It's not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks, a participation in the Lord. How do you participate in the blood of Jesus Christ? We participate by the cup of thanksgiving. You give thanks. The moment we take that cup and we thank God for it, therefore, in the spiritual realm, we are participating in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, the moment you and I take bread and we break it, that breaking of bread and taking it and giving thanks is a participation in the body of Christ. So Paul first, he brought this, he says, idolatry is very real. The worship of idols is very real. Although idols might not be real. Elisha one time challenged the worshippers in Mount Carmel. He says, if idols are real, worship them. If God is real, worship him. And he made sure that these are idols and they are not real. But the worshipping of those unreal things is very real. And that's what Paul is now being differentiating. He differentiate here. He says the participation itself. So we ask ourselves, how do you participate in the worship of God, in the worship of demons? There are those ways that you do that. So Paul says, in that participation, shun that, avoid that. Therefore, there are some foods you might not eat because they portray the participation of the idol worshipping and the demons worshipping. So he says, because there is one loaf, we all who are many are one body, for we all share in one loaf. Consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifices participate in the altar? So he went back now to the Israelites' history. He says that the people who participate, who eat in the sacrifices they were eating, that eating of food in the temple, the eating itself, that was a participation in the altar. So it's good to know that the eating itself with a community. That eating with a team, that eating in a particular place, you participate in the occasion that was going on there. So we go back to the Israelites as a second example. And we are told that the Israelites died in the wilderness because of idolatry. They participated idolatry in the Old Testament by complaining of this God, of Jehovah God, but of the indulged, they indulged in sexual immorality. They were eating, they were drinking, because that's the feast they were doing in the wilderness, and God was not pleased with them. God was jealous with them. So Paul is using that example and says, do not indulge, do not get into the feasts that are of those who are worshiping idols. You might think that they are not, idols are not nothing, and indeed they are nothing, but the worship of idol is something. So avoid it. Avoid it. Because you can be able to participate without knowing. verse 10, he says, do I mean that the food sacrificed to an idol is anything? So you see, Paul now comes to the, you know, to the what we had begun. That do you mean food sacrificed to an idol is anything? No, they're not anything. Or that no, an idol is anything. Then verse 20 says, no, idol is nothing. The food sacrificed to idols are nothing. But the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons. That sacrificing, that feasting together is something, is the real thing. Worshipping, and is what we call a sacrifice. It is the worship. It is what we call idolatry. So idolatry is real, although idols are not real. Idols are not real in the sense that they cannot harm. They cannot be able to do what the people say they can do. They cannot attack you. They cannot stop you. Demons cannot invade our businesses. Now, those idols, people have shaped them. But remember, they represent something. Now that's where we should be connecting, that whatever we worship here is a piece of wood, but they are connected. In the spiritual realm, people have got a mentality of what they're doing. So that balancing is the issue now. That's why he says the worshiping of idols and the worshiping of God comes in terms of food and drinks. And therefore, you should avoid those foods where you are told this is a worship of demons, because by so doing, you find yourself participating in that. So Paul says that no, but the sacrifice of pagans are offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than him? No, we are not stronger than the Lord, and we should not arouse the Lord's jealousy again as the Israelites did. And two million people and above, they died in the wilderness. Lord, we praise you. We do not want to participate in the feasts of demons and in the table of demons. We know that idols might be nothing. The food sacrificed to them are nothing, but the sacrificing itself is little. God, we don't want to participate in that worship and in the tables of demons. Help us to participate in the Lord's table alone. In Jesus' name.